WKJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Local cross-country runners and teams will be trying to qualify for the state championships later on as they will be running qualifying meets coming up this afternoon around the area. In Class 1A, the state qualifying meet for local teams will be held up at Panora. Among the teams, Adair Casey, AHSTW, Audubon, Bedford, also Exira EHK, Griswold, Guthrie Center, IKM Manning, Lennox, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, of course the host Panorama Squad, along with Riverside, Southwest Valley, St. Albert, Trainer, Tri-Center, Underwood, just some of the teams that will be participating at Panora today. Also at Panora, they'll host the Class 2A state qualifying meet for this area. Among the teams, Clarinda, also Red Oak, Shenandoah, Southwest Valley, Southwest Iowa, and West Central Valley will all be part of that meet, among other teams as well. Now, the meet at Panora, action gets underway at 3:30 this afternoon, since they're hosting two separate meets today, boys and girls. In Class 3A, a couple of different meets in this area for local teams. A meet will be held at Perry today, which will include Atlantic and Creston from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, among others. Also, a meet at Kemper Catholic today. That'll include teams like Denison and Glenwood, Harlan. Of course, Kemper Catholic, Shenandoah, Essex will also be involved in that meet there. Those meets get underway at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Those are both boys and girls. And also the Class 4A state qualifying meet for this area will be hosted by Lewis Central. The Council Bluffs teams, Abe Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, and Lewis Central in 4A will all be a part of that meet today. That gets underway at 4 o'clock as well. Now, in all those cases, boys and girls, the top 10 runners advance to the state championships, and also the top three teams will advance as well. Well, the Kansas City Royals have evened the World Series at a game apiece thanks to a huge sixth inning against the San Francisco Giants. The game was tied at 2 until the Royals erupted for 5 runs in the sixth. Billy Butler broke the stalemate with his second RBI single of the night. Salvador Perez followed that up with a 2-run double before Omar Infante smacked a 2-run homer. Alcides Escobar had 2 hits and an RBI, and Lorenzo Cain was 2-for-4 with a couple of runs scored. Gregor Blanco belted a leadoff homer for the Giants. Kelvin Herrera picked up the victory by tossing shutout ball for 1 2/3 innings. He came in for starter Yordano Ventura, who gave up 2 runs and 8 hits over 5 1/3 innings. Losing pitcher Jake Peavy was reached for 4 runs and 6 hits in 5-plus innings. The series now moves to San Francisco for Game 3 on Friday. Tim Hudson is scheduled to start for the Giants against Jeremy Guthrie. Game 1 set a World Series record low TV rating for the second time in 3 years. The Fast National ratings by Nielsen Media Research say the game drew a 7.3 rating and a 12.2 million viewers the other night on Fox. That broke the previous low of a 7.6 rating and 12.2 million for the Giants' 8-3 victory over Detroit in 2012. Federal agents have seized phony World Series tickets worth tens of thousands of dollars, along with counterfeit Royals panties and other merchandise. Before the first game of the series between the Kansas City Royals and the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday, agents for Homeland Security nabbed 126 counterfeit game tickets. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement said in a news release that the tickets had a $43,000 street value. 3 people from New York and 1 from Atlanta are charged in Johnson County, Kansas, with selling fake tickets. Authorities are urging fans who bought bogus tickets to contact police. Other counterfeit items that have been seized include T-shirts, baseball caps, cell phone cases, sweatshirts, and even baby clothes. One person suspected of selling counterfeit T-shirts is facing prosecution in Missouri's Platte County. NBA owners have voted down proposed changes to the league's draft lottery system, thus keeping the existing system in place for now. The team with the worst record will still have a 25% chance at getting the top pick and cannot drop lower than 4th. Earlier in the week, there appeared to be enough support for reforms that would make it more difficult for teams with the worst records to secure the top pick in the draft. Wednesday's shootings in Ottawa led the National Hockey League to postpone the Ottawa Senators game against the visiting Maple Leafs. The NHL said the date and time of the rescheduled game will be announced at a later date. A gunman shot and killed a Canadian soldier standing guard at a war memorial in the country's capital and then entered Parliament, where dozens of shots rang out, according to police and witnesses. The gunman was later killed. The Pittsburgh Penguins played O Canada before their game against Philadelphia in tribute to the soldier, Corporal Nathan Cirillo. A sellout crowd belted out the Canadian national anthem as the Canadian flag was flashed on the scoreboard and projected onto the ice. The Flyers were the winners in Pittsburgh as they posted a 5-3 victory. Elsewhere on the ice, Anaheim has a 6-game win streak with a 4-1 win over Buffalo, and Washington became the last Eastern Conference team to suffer a regulation loss as Edmonton rallied past the Capitals 3-2. Georgia was expected to file a request with the NCAA for tailback Todd Gurley's eligibility to be reinstated. The SEC's leading rusher has been suspended for the last 2 games while Georgia investigated allegations that he broke NCAA rules by receiving improper benefits. Georgia said in the statement released today that it hopes for and expects a prompt ruling by the NCAA, although it's unclear if the university has actually filed that request. An investigation released Wednesday says the scale of an academic scandal involving bogus classes and inflated grades at the University of North Carolina was far more widespread than previously reported. The investigation says the scandal included about 1,500 athletes who got easy A's and B's over a span of nearly 2 decades. Most of the athletes involved were football players or members of the school's cherished basketball program. The report says about 3,100 students enrolled in classes that they didn't have to show up for in what was deemed a shadow curriculum within the former African and Afro-American Studies Department from 1993 to 2011. Nearly half of those students were athletes. The NCAA reopened an academic misconduct probe at UNC in June because new information was available. The new investigation said it was done in cooperation with the NCAA. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.